Good morning, good evening, or good night, whatever time you are listening to this. Shout out to the fella in the shop today who actually said he listens to my podcast every night before bed to learn more instead of reading, of which I'm very much thankful of. Set the scene, I'm at my new work desk. The reason I haven't been overly active on the podcast is because I've not decided, but I am releasing my own supplement line, so that's been getting the brunt of my attention of late. It's currently 9:45 at night, and I have just been working since I finished work at T-Nutrition at 6 o'clock, then I've started working continuously up until now. But I've got stacked in front of me, so I can give you a quick rundown on what's happened the last week or so, of which I haven't been present. I've got my TV on my left, I've got my phone in front of me, which is recording this. I have a can of Coke on my right. I have a bunch of supplements behind my laptop, which I can give you a little rundown if you need to. I've got some ingredients I'm testing with for said brand. Some ingredients I've tested with, I'm not a fan of. I've got some Ginkgo Bilbao, Biloba, sorry. I've got some InnoSlim, I've got some CDP Choline, I've got some Heart Plus from AD, I've got some Genoflex from Pez, I've got some Cree3 from Inspired, the brand they brought us Crimson, I've got some Loco Cinco, I've got some Torrent Fat Burner, which I actually need to take more of. I've got some estrogen, some actogen, some curcumin, some H2O Remove, I've got some Strom Support Max, I've got some Glycer Pump from, what brand is this from actually, I forgot. From Controlled Labs, I've got some Glutmax, I've got some Huperzine A, and some Bacopa. Like I said, it was a lot. I've got some TNT BCA that they give me. And then above them, I've got some Piracetam, which I managed to find from someone, and which is not overly amazing. I do prefer Nupepta, if I'm honest. I've got some Myobox Blow, which I'm a huge fan of, as you'll probably know. And I've got some NH2 Carnitine Powder, of which I do think is a curve in the industry that's coming, actually. Carnitine fat burning powders. Something that's in it's a growing. It basically, I love anything that is super growing at the moment is where you could be innovative in. So if you have a carnitine based fat burner, then you can go and fucking do what you want really with anything that's in there. Do you want to add in some non-stim fat burners like Myoblox did with Rubix? Do you do what Dynamix done with the Nutrex Dynamix, where they go in for long smooth energy? They have caffeine citrate. It's called K-Caf, I think it's called. Patented version of citrate, which is caffeine citrate, which enters the bloodstream a bit faster. Well, it's anecdotally said to be a bit faster. I know a few people that are doing carnitine powders, focusing on the stim market, but you can do a non-stim actual carnitine powder, which it's easy to be innovative with. Carnitine powder, then what do you want to do? I know Fitmax is Performax's carnitine powder. They've gone in with a heavy dose of choline bitartrate, which I'm not a massive fan of. I'm not a massive fan of choline bitartrate. I do prefer Alpha GPC and CDP choline, and I will be experimenting with one that's not actually in the UK right now, which is called choline citrate, which yields 50% choline. Let me backtrack, sorry, because I go too far ahead. Choline bitartrate yields around about 40%. Alpha GPC yields around about the same, 40 to 41%. You have choline citrate, which yields 50%. And actually CDP choline, which crosses the blood-brain barrier most, up there with Alpha GPC, is actually 18%. But it does provide you with another nootropic, which splits off, comes back in, enters your brain as citicoline, and has multiple effects on even things like dopamine as well, which is really good. Alpha GPC and CDP are the most expensive ones. I know for the fact Alpha GPC is the most expensive one. Usually, the only thing I don't like about Alpha GPC is that if you do see it on your pre-workout or your nootropic formula mainly, if it says alpha GPC and gives you the dose, there's two different standardizations of actually alpha GPC. There's a 50% and there's a 95. So if you get 600 milligrams of alpha GPC, you may only be actually getting 300. You may be getting 95% of that 600, unless they actually tell you. You don't know. So that's the only thing. I don't like alpha GPC, but the labeling side of things, the actual effect or efficaciousness of, I don't even think that's a word, efficaciousness of that product or ingredient, sorry, is phenomenal. Alpha GPC is probably, in my opinion, the most used out of that and acetylcholine. You may see in your pre-workouts as Cognizant. So let me get onto stack. Took me 5 minutes to introduce myself. I'm sorry. First look at MuscleTech's upcoming pre-workout Vapor 1. 3.2 grams of beta-alanine, clinical dose, that's good. 2.5 grams of betaine, which is a clinical dose. You've got 4 grams of citrulline and 350 milligram of caffeine. It doesn't tell you anything more than that. I don't, oh, it's actually pure citrulline. Fucking hell. MuscleTech actually doing something good. My God. Who would have known? Updated Dennis James nutrition website brings with it 3 new products. I did not know about this. This one has slipped my industry gossip line. It, half a kilo tub of glutamine and creatine. Glutamine will be bollocks. Well, let me rephrase that. Glutamine for muscle building, which it will probably be used for, well, labelled for, is bollocks, because 90% of it is absorbed by your gut. For the immune system and for gut health, yeah, great, but I doubt you'd be buying glutamine if that's what you're actually buying it for. Creatine monohydrate, can't go wrong, and it's 27 of protein per serving whey hydrolyzed, whey protein, or with hydrolyzed whey isolate. Very basic. I very much doubt Dennis James is formulating that. Man Sports Simp. I do will apologize if he actually has formulated it, to be fair, but there's not much formulation that's gone on. To be fair, you bang in a raw ingredient in a tub and you put a label on it and you crack and sell it, aren't you? So not much I can technically get away with that either way. Man Sports Simpler Pre-Workout Blockbuster is on sale for $9.99. That is insane. My first initial thing was, okay, they can't sell it, but then it also has a really bad clumping issue in Blockbuster, which I'm aware of. It's not a bad pre, it's got a good dose of theanine. This is off the top of my head. Good job, I've got like a picture, I've got a, what's it called? Photographic memory. It's got a gram of choline bitartrate in it. It's got theanine in it. It's got natural sourced caffeine in it. It's got arginine alpha ketoglutarate. It's got Hydromax. It's an alright pre. It's a good beginner's pre. It's an upgraded C4 in my opinion, because you can't really downgrade from C4. GN Labs launched its basic single ingredient GN German line of beta-alanine, citrulline malate, of which I hate. What I want to note on citrulline malate is not only that I found out, obviously citrulline malate, you can't bond it together, but even in the 1% of people who said you can, as soon as you mix it in water, the salt ionic bond disassociates with each other. So as soon as you mix it in with water, citrulline and malic acid come separate apart. So it is actually bullshit. And then it's got hydrocin, which I don't know what that is. It's probably going to be Hydromax or some form of Hydromax. Top tasting America Energy has arrived at Australia Massive Juice. Not really going to concern too many people listening to this. EVP Extreme, one of the products I think I absolutely nailed on another podcast of mine about Evogen, has got a new flavour. If you'd like to go back on that, I think I absolutely fucking nailed them. That one, I felt really bad. Inspired launches a new sample offer for its advanced thermogenic core. It's actually a good product. I'm unsure on some of the things in there. I it's got a good dose of, it's got 360 mg of caffeine, good dose of dynamine, it's got a good dose, I think it's 250 mg of coleus forsculum, which is the lowest standardization, so not amazing, kind of average. It's got a good dose of bitter orange extract as well, and I'm pretty sure it's got pyridoxine in, but something's telling me that it hasn't. I will have to go for it. Chaos and Pain's long awaited focus formula, Brachus, has arrived. Oof, let me go in, because this is, oh my god, okay, a gram of Scitalium tortuosum. That is heavy. That is a fucking sick dose. Oh my god, I like it. Scitalium tortuosum is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And a gram as well, fuck. I know it's like $4,000 per kilo. To put that in, you're usually a normal dose. Let me put this in perspective. A normal dose, at the highest I've seen Scitalium tortuosum is 80 milligrams. These have put a fucking gram in. That is amazing. Beta phenylethamine, which is great, 250 mg. They've put in hordenine to stop your body degenerating it, called MOA, MAOI. Inhibitor. It's got Rhodiola rosea, which is an adaptogen which helps us relieve stress and reduce anxiety, which is at 200 mg, 150 mg caffeine, 100 mg of theanine, and 5-hydroxytryptophan, tryptophan, whatever you want to say it. It was 5-HTP. A gram of Scitalium tortuosum. That is sick. Oh, that's a heavy, that. I wouldn't even know. No one was going to be able to comprehend what Scitalium tortuosum does unless you've experienced it in a raw formula. At a gram. That has really shocked me. I've gone off it, but now I've gone back onto it just to have a look at it again. Holy shit. So a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, sorry, so it creates more serotonin in your brain. So you've got, imagine a neuron. What I do is I put two fists out in front of me. You've got one neuron coming out your left hand, which is pumping serotonin into your brain. And then you've got your one on your right hand, which is taking serotonin away, so you don't have a build-up effect. But that is kind of like blocking the one on the right, so it keeps on building up more serotonin. And obviously you're going to feel a lot positive, more happier. a gram. That's super expensive as well, so I'm a massive fan of that, you know. I love being able to give my actual honest live things on stuff. That's why I don't really look at stack during the week, because I like to give my honest opinion as and when it happens. Run everything and juice this pre, post, and intra carb and hydrate. I'm assuming it's just going to be 25 grams of carbohydrates and some things that increase water. Oh, yeah. Look, I'm absolutely right. It's got a gram of BCAAs in at a 2-1 ratio, which is not going to do anything at all. ANS shares this much clearer look on its upcoming pre-workout prophecy. It looks actually really good. I know the owner, Nick Rupertich. He's really clever. I got on with him really well when I met him at, it was Ohio I met him actually, in the Mr. Arnold Classic. We got on like a house on fire, because I think he wasn't expecting me to have some supplement knowledge. I don't think he'd met many supplement retailers with a good knowledge of products and stuff. So we hit it off. Super, super cool guy. I really love him. Really outstandingly tall. One of them people that like really like makes you feel uncomfortable how tall he is. Not like he makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm just uncomfortable with anyone who I feel could do what they wanted to me because they're so big. And he's like that type of tall. Like you want to have your back to the wall. But he's a really nice guy anyway. Amazon opens a Amazon Go convenience store in Seattle. Not really concerned about that, to be honest. Peanut Butter Crunch confirmed in cereal. See, I think all the cereal line in proteins is growing like fuck. And I love it because everyone loves cereal. It's not hard when you're creating a product. And this is what I'm thinking about creating mine. What do people like to have? Do you ever crave fruit punch? No. Do you crave watermelon? You may do, but the watermelon that of your BCAA and pre-workout doesn't actually taste like watermelon. It's a synthetic kind of made-up watermelon. We've kind of just named watermelon after that flavour. It doesn't taste anything like it, and you don't want to have it. Stuff like that, I just don't see. What blue raspberry flavoured stuff do you really have, apart from a pre-workout? You want to be having, you want to incorporate pre-workouts into people's lives through flavours they want to have. So the best-selling flavours are usually stuff like cereal milks, like the stuff that people want to be fascinated by, because it's like, oh shit, I know the flavour of this. Like, energy flavour AB by Applied Nutrition, when you say it's Red Bull, they're like, oh shit, I know Red Bull, this is sound. I'm going to take it because I already know what it tastes like. Nobody really wants, in my opinion, I've never said, do you know what? I woke up this morning craving some fruit punch. No one, and I can't stand watermelon. And I just think it's too basic for people to bring out a protein, which is chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, banana. Like, people, that doesn't get people going. People like fucking Man Sports want sprinkled donut, or Ghost bringing out peanut butter cereal milk and cereal milk. People are like, shit, this is tastes nice. I know the taste of that. I want to have it. Anywho, sorry. FPS outbreak, gaming supplement. It had some beta-alanine in it, I'm pretty sure, when I looked at it, and don't start me on beta-alanine and in a gaming product, fucking hell. Max Effort Muscles launching a series of CBD-based supplements. I did call it, and I called it a few times now, that CBD will go fucking boom. Now it got patented by Compound Solutions, who I am a massive fan of, actually. They, Compound Solutions, are patented CBD. They have Teocrine, they have Dynamine, they have Vaso 6, they have tart cherry extract, which is like Nordic cherry. They have Amino 9. They have shitloads, and I'm a massive fan of them. I think his name's Matt Titlow. He looks like, Matt Titlow looks like, what's his name? The clever one out of Fantastic Four, something Reed. He looks like him. He's so sick. He's just a proper gaffer. Novo Wafer is to be made of real Belgian chocolate. I hope that improves the taste, because I don't like them at all. Oh, here we go, another CBD product line by Applied Nutrition. Pro CBD, and I'm glad, because I spoke to the owner of Applied Nutrition, Thomas. He's a really good friend. Well, not, he's a really nice man. I would say he's a good friend. He's a really nice man. And I stressed to him the importance of what estrogen could do in a protein, and why no one is doing it, and how specific, creative you could be in a line by just adding the estrogen into a protein. And that's what he's done. He's done that into his mascina and a pro CBD. So he's got pro CBD, which is a blend between whey and casein, which is sustainably, scientifically the best. Estrogen, lactospore, digestime, and you get your CBD in there as well in your protein. And they've got CBD gel and CBD drops as well. So that's going to be absolutely amazing. Gold standard isolate, fucking hell, the 74th protein that they've released. So they've got serious mass, they've got gold standard whey, hydro whey, gold standard casein, isolate. They had opti whey, they've got lean whey, they had a version of a cheap protein concentrate. Talk about reinventing the wheel. Oh, Gaspari Nutrition already teasing on mysterious new supplements. I will be very intrigued if that new supplement has come from Vaughn True, because he is a gaffer. He's like, do you know, like Gorilla Chemist gets all the limelight and being the gaffer over in the UK, US. Well, he's like one of the lesser known gaffers, but he's amazing. Like, he's lesser known, but he is. If you go on any forum in like 1999, he'll be predicting shit that's coming up today. He's one of them type of gaffers. By gaffer, I mean like boss, like an absolute boss. And I think I'm all caught up, actually. Halo Elite, which is probably, oh, you can lumoids. So that's going to be a natural anabolic. EVL unveils its pump mode capsule featuring dual technology. That's usually capsule within a capsule. And it's got a gram of betaine nitrate and 900 mg of glycerol, which is really pointless. A gram of nitrate, betaine nitrate, was going to be good. But as far as me announcing today, literally before this podcast, that I am doing my supplement line, I'm really, 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 really excited. If I've touched on anything you'd like me to touch more on, or you'd like me to speak about anything else, please do give me a shout on my social media and I will speak about it on my next podcast. I really hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've had a good day, or you're going to have a good day, and I hope you smash it. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.